everyone, and welcome to another episode of What the... our short-form Vegas TMI podcast where we answer your questions from social media, and we do get a lot of them. I'm Shane.
And I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Shane.
So on this episode, we've got to find some answers to some more questions. And Jen, what the... is a trigono?
Is a trigono? Well, it's the name of a new park that we have, and it's been a while since we've rolled out a new park. And this one obviously has a very unique name. Trigono Hills Park is a new 7.3-acre park near the 215 at West Gilmore and Cliff Shadows Parkway.
It's some kind of fish, right?
It is not. And it's going to open late this year. And the park is actually shaped like a triangle. And knowing that the Ward 4 Councilman Stavros Anthony, he's the representative of the area, a resident knew his Greek ancestry, so they suggested the name Trigono, which means triangle in Greek.
Is that the Greek pronunciation, too?
I doubt it. I'm sure I butchered it.
So I guess somebody knew that Councilman Stavros Anthony was Greek and has a passion for all things Greek, so that was pretty smart of them to...
Yeah, they must have had like a map or something on the mailer that they did. I don't know how they knew it was shaped like a triangle, but it in fact is. And it's going to be a really beautiful park. It's right there at the base of the mountain. The views are just phenomenal out there. It's a really pretty new area of town.
Yeah, so it's always great to have new parks around. Like Jen said, we don't get a lot of them. So when we do get to open a new one, it's a big deal. We love our green spaces and our play areas here. This park is going to have an interpretive garden. I'm going to assume that's where you can do interpretive dance in a garden-like setting. That's what I would do. It's going to have natural grass play areas, a shaded kinetic play area for kids, and another shaded play area for smaller kids, like little tots. It's going to have large, medium, and small picnic areas, lighted walking paths. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. We're going to put up a rendering so you can see maybe what it's going to look like.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're excited.
And it's slated to open later this year, where I'm sure we'll have more questions to answer about the park once it is open.
Like what an interpretive garden is.
Yes, don't take my word for anything.
We want your help planning for the future. Cities in Nevada are required to develop a master plan to guide future decisions about the physical development of communities. Master plans identify current issues and needs in the community and set forth goals, policies, and actions to address issues. Since many of the goals from the 2020 master plan have been achieved, it's now time to plan how our community will look in the future. We'll be getting feedback from residents all over the valley as we work towards our new 2050 master plan. A draft plan will be available this fall. Stay tuned to masterplan.vegas for more information.
So thanks for that announcement, Jen. I've been thinking of a master plan because ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So let's talk about film permits. What the is up with film permits? Do I need one for a TV show, commercial, whatever? Do I need permission to film here?
You do. For productions big and small, we issue film permits. And in fact, we issued over 380 last year. And that was up from 344 in 2017. Small productions take a few days to process. For larger productions, with road closures especially, it can take more like 2 weeks because we have to involve Metro, do a barricade plan to rope off areas and all sorts of things. But yes, if you're going to be filming anything commercial here, you need a film permit.
Now, if you come from LA like I do, it's going to be a surprise to you that our film permits here in the city of Las Vegas are free. City leaders are very pro-filming and want to be film-friendly, and they think the exposure is worth the cost. Do people need insurance?
Well, that's a good question. I believe that they do, and I think it kind of depends on what kind of production it is. But past productions that have filmed here have included things that you may have heard of, like the 24K Magic Bruno Mars music video.
Never heard of it.
The Hangover movie, of course. Funny Elvis State Farm commercial.
Nope.
The movie Show Dogs.
Nope.
The movies Jason Bourne and Last Vegas.
None of these are ringing a bell.
The TV shows 90 Day Fiancé. Come on, Shane, I know you watched that one. Sister Wives and Vegas Cakes.
Vegas Cakes, I can get behind that.
Yep, Property Brothers is also filming their next season here. Spoiler alert. And of course, Pawn Stars, which has aired on for years on the History Channel.
We got to see the list of permits that were issued last year, and there are some surprising names on there. Carpool Karaoke, James Corden, filmed here last year. We're going to have to go figure out which episode that was.
Yeah, we were looking online and we couldn't find it, so we're not sure if it aired yet, but we are going to dig it up because we love that show.
If you know, let us know, because we want to watch that one. Lots of big commercials, Honda, Nissan, you know, they love to have their cars in Vegas. It's a great look. Marc Jacobs, and of course, This Is Us, the show that many people in this office cry to.
That was such a good episode. They came here for his bachelor party.
So there are tons of awesome and unique locations to film in Las Vegas. Fremont East, there's casinos, City Hall, Smith Center, Luruvo Center. Fremont Street, especially near Fremont and Casino Centers, our top location because the old style low neon lights down there, it's just a great look.
And so what exactly do you need a film permit for? It's basically any commercial usage. If you're filming on private property, you don't need one unless you're in a short-term rental, and then you do. If the show is doing any driving shots or walking around or visiting new locations, you also need one. And we want to remind you that we don't issue the film permits for the Strip, but if you're filming in that area, of course, you do need a film permit through Clark County, and they do charge for their film permit. So their process is a little bit different than ours.
Do you need it for still photography as well or just motion photography?
Shane, you are full of questions today. And I will have to go dig up the answer to that one.
Occasionally, we do get crazy requests. One time, a movie production wanted to remove the arm of a street light just because it was blocking their shot. We had to stop that.
But we have some really beautiful hidden gems for filming. Shane, what ideas do you have on what you think these hidden gems might be?
Well, one of my favorites and one that you'll see on my Instagram feed a lot is Floyd Lamb at Tule Springs. It's a beautiful oasis. If you were there, you would not think at all you're in the middle of a desert, especially not in Las Vegas. It is definitely a hidden gem. Also, it's we've got our new downtown sign near the Stratosphere with the showgirls.
Yeah, that's giant cool showgirls at that. That change colors. Well, the sign changes colors. So that's pretty show-stopping if you're going to do some filming.
Yeah, and I have to mention, you know, Jen said the Strip is not in the city, but the Strip is near here. Red Rock, Mount Charleston, both of those are 40 minutes away. So just think of this. If you film in the city of Las Vegas, you have access to snow. You have access to Red Rock. You have access to the Strip. You have access to downtown Las Vegas, all within a driving distance of like 40 minutes. So you really have a lot of choices when you come here. You don't have to just film one scene. You could just do your whole movie.
Yep. And you can go to lasvegasnevada.gov/film permits for all of the details.
So thanks, everybody, for joining us while we ask what the on two important topics.
You can catch up on past episodes at lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast or use the hashtag VegasTMI to submit a question for a future episode.
And you can subscribe to us on the Google Play Music Store, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there.
We'll see you next time.